This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning company that was on my show back in September of 2017. We're talking no other than PCT Health. It's a division of PCTL. The ticker symbol is PCTL. You can find them on the OTC markets. And with us today, first time on the show, is the CEO of the company, and we're really lucky to have him, is Jody Redd. Jody, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Give my listeners first a little bit about statement, who you guys are and what you're about.
Okay, PCT is a company that's an innovator in the use of hypochlorous for cleaning and disinfecting products. We're a surface decontaminant type of a product. We have been in business for many years, but our focus has been trying to develop our products to the point where we can take it to market and impact those markets effectively. So we've recently been named the CEO after being the COO for several years. We've kind of changed direction and we've kind of refocused our attention, I believe, and we're starting to see some real solid traction in regards to that. We had been, there's so many different applications or uses for our product. And there was a lot of opportunities. We went down a lot of paths and really trying to flush out the market. Or markets, figuring out which one we should approach, which one we should go after. And we really tried to focus on two major markets that we feel will give us the biggest impact, give us the most opportunity to ramp the company up faster. It's also two markets that have a significant problem that our product addresses.
You recently put out a press release as of today, bringing a new client to market for your product. And I just want to know if you could elaborate a little bit on that press release.
Yeah, our press release was, we have started to generate, our sales model is to use what we call manufacturer's reps. So we've been doing things internal as we've been getting the product going, but we're now outstretching, moving further into regions, and we're getting a manufacturer's rep model, which what we're looking for and what we've utilized are companies that have been in the market for many years. They've sold similar products or products around that are could be utilized with our product, but they have a great reputation and for service and great reputation for with the customer. So we've targeted certain groups and manufacturers reps, and we have a very aggressive rep program because we're looking for groups that not only sell, but can also service the equipment and also provide training and applications. So we're very excited to bring on DTS. That was with a press release. DTS has been in, I've known this company for over 20 years. They're a solid organization with solid sales force, customers. They have, they're entrenched in some of the larger, facilities, throughout the country actually, but Cleveland Clinic and larger facilities that they currently are delivering products and services for that we're hoping to utilize their existing market, their existing relationships to get our product into the market.
Jody, I want to switch gears just for a second. Recently, you moved from chief operating officer to the CEO role. What direction do you see PCT Health going and maybe bring us up to speed on current opportunities for the growth of that company?
Sure. So like I said earlier, we have a lot of many opportunities for use of our product, but one of the things that we need to recognize are what are the markets that what I call have a burning platform. They've got a current significant need. Our product addresses that need, but we really need to sit down and take a look at those markets and understand exactly what the customers needed. Hypochlorous is only one piece of that. So we looked at two major markets, one being healthcare, one being agriculture, and I'm going to focus most of my attention today on healthcare. The healthcare market currently, they're spending between $35 and $45 billion a year to treat what's called hospital-associated infections. These are bacteria, these staph infections, MRSA, AIDS, E. coli, C. diff, a lot of very nasty bacteria viruses that are acquired when a patient's in a hospital. So one of the things that we looked at in that market, and I have 31 years of experience working with some of the largest manufacturers of medical devices in hospitals, and we looked at the products, and we looked at what we had, and we realized that we needed to take it to the next level. And the next level is bringing the latest technology to bear. So our generating system was only one piece of it. We've introduced a lot of new technologies, including RFID, cloud-based reporting and tracking tools, patented software to make it easier. We've got a whole suite of electrostatic applicators to drive efficiency of the staff. So we've come in with a complete new system that I would say is, we don't really have a product, we have a complete hospital disinfection system, which is going to allow us to go to the market. And in the healthcare market, you have two types of products. Either you have cleaners and disinfectants, so they're literally commodities such as fluids, or you have the high-end capital equipment such as ultraviolet systems or hydrogen peroxide vapor systems, which are extremely expensive and they damage furniture, damage the rooms, and so it's very complicated to use. So that they're very expensive, have to come through the capital budget. What we've done is we've introduced our whole new system that's bringing the latest technology to bear, and stuff that really hasn't been available but just over the last few years. So we've been able to harness that technology, put it into a package that, we come in, and what we are doing is we're actually signing what we call system and service agreements with facilities. So we actually sign a 3-year agreement with the hospital. We provide the all the equipment that they require. We charge them a monthly fee. And then again, this eliminates them having to go out and buy all these harmful and toxic disinfectants and cleaners. We totally replace that. So the money that they're currently budgeting their operating budget to pay for those systems goes to now, to be a part of our system and service agreement. So this eliminates the long-term capital budget process, and it makes it easier for us to, be able to go into a facility, especially ones with dramatic needs, and we can go in and implement the systems quickly. Matter of fact, we from the moment we talked to one hospital to the time we delivered the system was less than 2 months. So, very short time window, because in a hospital environment, you typically have a 6 to 12 month sales cycle. And we're seeing where we can drive that down to between 3 to 6 months.
Let me ask you this, Jody. There's probably dozens of companies in this space and in this industry. What makes your special sauce so special?
Okay. Well, number one, we have EPA registrations of our product. We've got proves that we can kill. There's only so many products out there that actually kill C. diff. And that's one of the, in the U.S., that's the number one issue for a lot of hospitals, number one thing that they're trying to focus on. So we can do that. We have an EPA registered product, but we also have all the technologies that, quite frankly, if you take a look at EBS, environmental services staff in a hospital, they're using the same tools that have been used for centuries. They're using the same process and same procedures, and the only thing that's changed is the fluids.
Right.
What we're doing is we're coming in with RFID room tracking, protocol tracking, cloud-based reporting, the new applicators, the ability to create as much fluid as they want on site without having to pay for warehousing and storage and pay labor costs for all of that, as well as purchasing costs. All of that's eliminated, and we're able to do it in a way that's a lot more efficient, a lot more effective. We're reducing the labor costs down. So nobody on the market has anything close to what we're producing here, what we can deliver for a hospital.
And what are some of the biggest disinfections challenges that hospitals have?
Well, hospitals, we've been working with several over the past couple of years. We've been working with several of the gurus and some of the groups out there that are trying to set some standards in the industry so that hospital personnel can turn to. And one of the big issues that we hear them say and that we're finding as well is that there has to be a change in mindset in looking at how hospitals are cleaned and disinfected. There's several companies out there that are promoting a product as an all-in-one product. It can clean and disinfect. Well, any expert knows that you first have to go in and you have to get rid of the bio load and you have to clean the room. And then once you clean, then you need to come back and disinfect. Now, the beauty behind our system is that, you know, we have the cleaner and disinfectant, but then we have the automated system. So for example, when you're doing a terminal clean in a room, instead of having to have the labor cost of a person doing that disinfection, you will in our 360-degree automated sprayer cart, automatic applicator cart, and turn it on, and the staff can go clean another room while the system completely disinfects the room in 10 minutes.
That's incredible.
So it's what we've been able to do with our technology and with our patented systems. And that's the other reason is that we have a patented system on the tracking and protocols of hypochlorous. So for anybody to be able to come after. And the great thing about what we're doing is we're using a fluid that is generated that is a natural product using natural elements,
right,
to create a product that is 100% safe. Patients can be around this, staff can be around this. It does not damage furniture, does not damage equipment. Currently, it was reported last year that hospitals in the U.S. spent $4 billion replacing furniture due to damage from harsh chemicals.
Wow.
Harsh disinfectants. So even if we attack just that $4 billion and hospitals didn't have to replace that, we could make significant changes. That, you know, what we've introduced and what I'm extremely, extremely proud of is we've taken our time to come out with a product that's truly going to change the world. And I'm not talking about just in the U.S. I'm leaving Saturday to head to the U.K., where I'm going to be doing a presentation to several of the hospital trusts in the U.K.
My guest today is Jody Redd. He is the CEO of PCT Health. It's a division of PCTL. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. Jody, we're running out of time today, but just briefly, real fast, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
The fact that PCT is now, we've launched. We are now a viable organization that is delivering product, getting it on the street. We see huge potential with this product, and we're getting huge acceptance.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back every 40 or 50 days. Give my listeners, myself, an update of what's going on. I wish you nothing but continued success. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.